This has been truly an interesting evening. Satan has been fighting me desperately not to get this word out tonight, and he's a liar. So here we go. 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 to 17. The servant of the man of God got up early and went out, and behold, there was an army with horses and chariots encircling the city. Elisha's servant said to him, "Oh no, my master, what shall we do?" Elisha said, "Do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Then Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, please open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire surrounding Elisha. Just want to quickly speak about chapter 5. Chapter 5, Naaman was healed. Chapter 5, Gehazi was greedy. He lied. He was rebuked by the prophet, and the Lord dealt with him, and he was no longer Elisha's servant. Going to chapter 6, Elijah has a new servant. In verses 15 to 17, the Lord shows how the new servant is crippled with fear because there's an army surrounding the city behind something Elisha had done. And I don't want to tell any more than that. The focus this evening is to open your eyes. That was the prayer that Elisha prayed for his servant, because his servant could only see what was going on in the natural. He could not comprehend what was going on spiritually. And before Elisha prayed, he told him what was going on spiritually, but he had asked the Lord to open his eyes. In our situations, I encourage you to no longer look at things in the natural. Even when you feel the pressure of the things that are taking place in the natural, ask the Lord to open your eyes so that you can see. And the Word of God is telling us, and the Spirit of the Lord is telling us. But we are missing the spiritual part so that we will be able to walk in faith and not in fear. And I want you to be encouraged when you take a look at verses 15 to 17, because the Lord showed up in a mighty way on behalf of Elisha and the servant and the king of Israel. I will go back into 2 Kings chapter 6 and pull out some more things to discuss. That's why I'm putting such a hold on other things that could be said, because I really just want to stick with what the Lord gave me for this evening. Again, ask the Lord to open your eyes spiritually so that you can see the very thing that he's saying to you. Take your eyes off natural situations. Take your eyes off what seems like defeat to you, and ask the Lord to open your eyes to show you what is really going on. Lord, we thank you for surrounding us with the army that you sent. We thank you that with God being for us, who can be against us? I tried to get this word out a few times this evening, but Satan was fighting me not to get this word out. So Lord, I thank you that this word that you gave me to encourage people out of 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, verses 15 to 17, will be a blessing to many. I want everyone that is listening to ask the Lord to open your eyes and be thankful what he shows you, because everything he does for our good. God bless you.